Hello and welcome, Banter on the Rocks listeners. You can find every one of our weekly episodes on Apple Podcast and YouTube. Grab your favorite drink and enjoy the show.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Banter on the Rocks. Today is episode 30, big milestone for us, for our channel, along with also surpassing 500 subscribers. So thank you to everybody who has subscribed to our show, listened to our episodes, and have even shared it with others. We really truly appreciate it. You know, we enjoy doing this and we're going to continue doing it. So thank you guys. And today's Monday, March 24th, and today's episode, there's quite a bit to discuss. First thing, you know, we will be discussing, one of the things we'll be discussing is March Madness and just the upcoming Sweet 16. You know, we had two good first rounds. We could say good, bad. We'll talk about it a little bit, but very good basketball. We'll also discuss some more NIL and college sports debate. There's been a bit, a few comments here and there from coaches, players, and just other, you know, sports media people talking about the NIL and if it's good or bad for college, not just basketball, but all sports in college. So we'll touch on that. And then we'll discuss a little bit of the Crew 9 return, from 9 months of unexpected spacewalk, you could say. They touched down recently and there's a lot of videos about it, and some of it has to do with what we talked about last week and AI. So, you know, when it comes to AI space, we like to talk about it. So we'll talk about that a bit and just much, much more, whatever comes into our mind. But before we get on with the show, we want to discuss our brand ambassadorship. We are brand ambassadors for Find the Good. Find the Good is focused on finding the good and building a community of people who want to help find the good. For all purchases, Find the Good gives back 10% to Mental Health of America organization. When you order and use our promo code BANTER805, you will receive 10% off your return. So that's 10% for you, 10% back to mental health. So all for a good cause. So please remember to use the code BANTER805 for 10% off. Tim's repping it. You know, it's still a little chilly in some places, so it's a good hoodie. The t-shirt's also good quality, so with the heat coming up, it's going to be very come in handy. And the hat too, you know, protect
yeah, we're just
yourself.
displaying it all.
So yeah, use that code BANTER805. The link to their site is in our description below, so check it out. And to start, we'll start with our banter drinks of the week. And this week, I haven't gone to it because I haven't had it homemade, but we had some some parties this week, and my mom made some homemade Jamaica. So some, what is it? It's not, I was going to say passion fruit, but it's not passion fruit. Hibiscus
There you go.
juice. So some hibiscus with tequila. Always good, refreshing. It's hot up here. It's hot here in SoCal right now. It hit the 80s for us. So
yeah, no, that's it. Probably, yeah, low 80s here today too. It
yeah,
was really
nice.
hot. I think we're gonna get one more day of heat and then back to the 50s, and I think it's supposed to rain right away again.
Yeah.
Love it. Not so over it with the rain.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, long day at work. Bigger pour today, repping Disney Ulani
Ooh,
with
nice.
the cup there. We're going Malibu Pineapple.
Okay.
It was, like you said, warm day. This kind of
Mm-hmm.
hits the spot
Yeah.
perfectly. Refreshing. Anything like, you know, pineapple, any type of like fruit juice
Yeah.
is just, it's money.
Yeah. Even by itself without alcohol in it, it's just so refreshing. You know, put a lot of ice
Oh
in
yeah.
it, just hear that crinkle when you start sipping on it, the ice hitting the cup. Ooh. I don't know why it just tastes so good.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, Jen, my wife bought a huge thing of strawberries today,
Oh, nice.
from like one of those farm stands out here.
Yeah.
And she's been on a roll making strawberry juice. And
Nice.
dude, it is so good at the end of a day and refreshing as hell. Love
Yeah.
it.
I was gonna, when you mentioned strawberries right now, that one place here in SoCal in LA, Irwan.
Oh yeah.
Would you
Oh man.
ever go buy one of those, what is it, like $50 or something like that, like just a ridiculous amount for a strawberry? Would you be tempted to ever try that or nah?
Yeah, you know, I think I'd be tempted just to like try it
Yeah.
once, like maybe just that one time thing. And if
Yeah.
it's like really, freaking good,
Yeah.
then yeah, I'd go back for
You
probably
go
more.
back.
But I think
Yeah.
it would be good for content. I feel like everybody and their mom is going over there and doing
Yeah.
food reviews. So, join that posse. Be down.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we got to hit a few parlays on Underdog or Prize Picks to give
Yeah.
us a little bit of extra to play around with.
No doubt.
Go
The
try that
$50
stuff.
strawberries, god
Yeah.
dang. Yep.
Yeah. All
We
right,
need it.
but yeah, no, good drinks, always trying to stay refreshed, especially now that it's, the warm's coming up. And before we get into our banter takes, because it's always one of our first topics, I do we do want to talk a little bit about George Foreman. So he did pass away this past weekend at the age of 76. Legendary boxer, many titles, fought Muhammad Ali. He when you think about boxing, you think about George Foreman. He's one of the names up there. And it's also not just boxing, it's also consumer products that he sold in the mid 90s, the George Foreman grill. And that's the one thing when Vera and I heard about this, we thought about so much, because when we first got married, started living together, George Foreman grill saved us. We cooked so much on that. We knocked out the fat, just like he said, you knock out the fat out of all your food. But I consider the George Foreman grill the pioneer of like the quick food making, because now it's the air fryer. But before that, we had the Foreman grill that did, that instead of creating a mess in your kitchen.
Oh yeah, no, it came in clutch. We were the same way. We had a few years ago, we had a George Foreman like barbecue, like
Yeah.
one of
Oh,
those like
nice.
ones that stand up a bit higher. And it was great, because California has strict laws in a lot of places with propane use or charcoal. So we were kind of left with just using, an electric grill, and that one came in clutch. Cooked pretty well. And yeah, no, it was good. I had the pleasure of meeting George Foreman the third, and he, I think, saw me repping numerous times that George Foreman grill in my backyard, because we were neighbors. And yeah, every time I'd go out there and grill on it, I'd be like, oh, is this guy gonna look at me, look over here and see me using his pop's grill?
Yeah.
But it's a great product. And it comes in clutch for, just ready to go meals. But like you said, yeah, air fryers took over, stuff like that. And more to talk about with George Foreman, a clip came across today that I had seen a couple of years ago. Maybe you saw it too, John, where I think George at the time was about 73 years old. He was in a boxing gym and he was just hitting that, what, out of a bag in there. And he just still had the strength at 73. He was putting in the work, and just his punches, just so much force, and just a truly huge icon. And sad to see him pass, but definitely left his mark on, boxing history, and just just anybody, did a lot.
Yeah, he did a lot for the boxing, for sports, for the community, and like I say, everybody remembers the George Foreman grill. We have ours. We were thinking of grilling some burgers on it just to, remember him, because they were delicious. So, rest in peace to George Foreman. Condolences to his family. But wanted to bring it up because we always we talk about a lot of sports, and we know about a lot of these players, and we have a lot of memories, in sports and outside of sports. So, rest in peace to him. But we'll get started with our banter takes. And as always, just our little disclaimer, these are our takes that we're gonna roll with year in, year out until they get proven right or wrong. We're never gonna back down, so all the comments you guys have about some of our takes, well, we welcome them. Thank you, and we're gonna continue sticking with them. And my first take, Bill Chisholm just bought the Boston Celtics for $6.1 billion. This is the highest team sale in North American sports history, and it's a bad investment. I totally agree. Sports it continues to grow, but that $6.1 billion price tag, I don't know how much higher it could go. And especially with the NBA, the way the game is going, it's declining a bit in my mind. Who Bill bought it from, they made out with a shit ton of money. I think I
Oh
read,
yeah.
was it 350 they bought it for, or
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah,
about
I think it was
there?
350 million.
So they, what is that, almost like 15 times more. They just times their money so much. So how much more it could grow, we'll see. I don't think it's the best investment. I think it all depends on where these TV deals go, where they're gonna get the money, because $6.1 billion is already so much money that, only a, I don't even know how much of America have it, so I don't know. And something I heard about the Celtics is that they don't even own the TD Garden, Bills, they're leasing it. So it's like once that lease is over, you of course you're gonna stay there. You're gonna continue paying whatever you have to, because the TD Garden is an iconic venue, for Celtic basketball, for sports in general. So you can't really leave unless you're gonna make something so over the top in Boston, where, which I don't even know where in Boston they could do it. It would have to be outside of Boston, and they'll be Patriots 2.0, not in New England. So I wouldn't have invested that much money. I've always thought about it, if I would win the lottery, the when it gets to like a billion, even though the cash out will probably be 500 million, I don't know if I'd want to invest into a team, because who knows if it's going to rise or fall, as a team does bad, it declines. So, but I'd probably buy the Jaguars because they just suck, and I think I could turn them around. But what are
There you
your
go.
thoughts, Tim? Do you think this is a good investment, bad investment? How do you think it's going to go?
Yeah, well, if you quick little side note, if you would have bought the Jags, I would first thing I would have said just fired Trent Baalke's ass, but that's already done, so crisis averted. But yeah, no, overall, I think you hit the nail on the head. Head on the nail. Head on the nail. And by saying that, this purchase seems a bit too high in relation to the NBA. I guess the next closest thing was 6.05 billion, which was the purchase of the Washington Commanders. What was it, just last year, that they finally bought it? So yeah, NFL, I think that purchase price seems a little bit more reasonable. Obviously, if you're buying the Commanders for that price, their stadium kind of sucks. Team isn't doing too well. So obviously that there's a lot more higher valuated teams within the NFL, but you have a franchise like the Boston Celtics. Obviously, they're iconic, and I'm sure where that sum is pretty locked in is just based off of their history. But yeah, I mean, you're right. Mixing, them not having ownership over the TD Garden, you're literally paying for the franchise in and of itself. The NBA, we've talked about it. It seems to be kind of on a decline. NBA All-Star Weekend, garbage. You have big names obviously in the sport, but at the same time, it's the way it's refereed these days, the game style of, maybe constant three pointers, you name it, less hustle on defense. you name it, everybody has a reason as to why the NBA is kind of slipping right now. Which, kind of makes this investment not seem that great. But at the same time, kind of another note on this purchase altogether is I don't know if this is going to work out too well for the Boston Celtics themselves. I think that I guess kind of doing a little bit of background research into Bill Chisholm, he's a owner of a private equity firm. Don't quote me on this. Evidently, they're saying that a lot of what's locked into this purchase was maybe a lot of finance money. And obviously, private equity firms, you're financing, they want to see revenue. And the thing that was it called the are they like the Gwensky family? Is
I
that
think so. Yeah.
something like that? I think it started with a G, kind of Gwensky. But the family that does currently own the Boston Celtics were known for putting just a phenomenal team on the court. They pay their players. They want to win. Bring in somebody like this who's all about profit. They might get a little bit stingier, I think, is a fear of a lot of folks. And that's going to turn the team around and not for the good. And then one other quick little note on this too. I read it on a Reddit forum. Evidently, the purchase of the Boston Celtics was higher than I guess Disney paid for Lucasfilm with Star Wars.
Dang.
So
Good
it's up
fact.
there in price.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's up there
How
in
about that?
price. And it's crazy because, like you mentioned, if Chisholm and that investing group is about making profit, where is the profit? How are they going to start making profit first? It's by ticket sales, and we have to be straight up and honest. Tickets are already so expensive for all games, all teams, even the worst teams. Like, it's hard to get in. And now for the Celtics, who are defending champions, they have a good chance of going back to back. Those tickets are going to be outpriced for the normal true fan, and it's sort of going to be, I think you mentioned it, like the Warriors, their new stadium. It's more for Silicon Valley. It's not for the true Warrior fans because it's just so dang expensive, So that's going to be a hit, and if they want to sell it for at least double of that, it means nosebleeders eventually in the future are going to be $300 to $400, and I don't think the way the economy is going, where normal Americans are ever going to be able to go see games live again. So it's going to be that luxury, which is unfortunate because for me, I have a lot of memories going to basketball games with my dad. With friends, Rivera, games like that. And if it gets priced out where I can't go and can't take Keanu, like it'll be unfortunate,
Absolutely. Yeah. I grew up going to Oakland A's games, Dollar Dog Wednesdays. Buck to get in, dude. It was great. Midsummer, sit up in the nosebleeds. It was great. But obviously, like you said, these teams, greedy owners, it's changed. It's a lot more than just sports, obviously, but it's just the way of the world right now. Everything's so pricey, you get priced out. I think that Lakers Celtics game that just occurred, it was like Super Bowl prices. I think to get in, it was like I think the cheapest seats, day before were over $1,000. So yeah, people mid-season are paying top dollar for matchups. It's crazy.
It's insane. So we'll see how it ends up. Like I said, I don't think it's the best investment. If I had that kind of money, I'd be investing it in something else. Bondo said AI is a good one. Maybe they should have put an AI, made a their own AI basketball team. That could probably be a lot better, a lot more entertaining than what we're watching right now.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. See what AI can create for 6 billion instead. Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. All right. So moving on. Got my take here. Selena Gomez just won the feud between her and Hailey Bieber with her new album and new hit Ojos Tristes. Hopefully I pronounced that well. Sorry. Hailey Bieber has to move on, or else it will backfire on her like it did for Drake. Yeah, completely agree. I was talking with Jen this past weekend about just this whole saga of Hailey Bieber kind of being people are obviously doing their background research, and they have for a couple of years now, of just how much of a I don't know if you want to call it an obsession she had with Justin. Obviously her wishes came true and was able to marry him. But a lot of that's coming to light, and evidently, with this release of Selena's album, Justin's been a little bit more outspoken, or kind of subtly putting out cryptic messages on his socials, and it just seems the timing is just really interesting. And I think I saw one the other day where he posted numerous photos, and he kind of was talking about how he's living his best life or something like that, and just trying to put out positive energy. But if your husband is maybe low-key still thinking about the girl who's writing albums, a few years later, I don't know. There's definitely some emotions still there. But yeah, that I think that Selena Bieber kind of relationship was one that everybody was kind of hoping would have worked out. But yeah, Selena's probably doing pretty good with Benny Blanco now. Benny Blanco seems happy. That dude knows how to cook from what I've seen, and props to him. So, yeah, they're living their best lives too, I suppose. So, yeah, it's very interesting. And yeah, what do you think about all of that, John? Have you seen anything else?
I haven't seen too much more other than what you shared. I've been seeing a lot of TikTok today. The last 2 days have been so busy, I barely have been on. But Selena's recent release of this album, everybody praising it. Honestly, I heard it today and I was like, ooh, I like this song. I like the beat, the Spanish part, like very good song. And then, hearing a little bit of a few other songs, some of it throwing, from what they say, shade to Justin Bieber. It's very interesting, and it seems like a lot of people are behind Selena a lot more now. I know there were times it was a little bit of both. I feel like Hailey Bieber and her little clique were playing some of the mean girls towards Selena. And I think it's because of that jealousy of, is her husband still have feelings for the one that got away, So it's very interesting. I think we reached a point where Hailey, Justin, they just gotta let this play out and move on, live their happy life if that truly is their happy life right now. Not bring in Selena, Benny, because they're doing their own thing. Because I think if they try to come back, it's gonna be that Drake, Kendrick Lamar thing, and we see where Drake is. Drake's been somewhat MIA. Out of the big media, I know he's still been doing like concerts and like overseas. I think he's been at to Australia, places like that. But out of that feud, Kendrick won it from the looks of it, and it's not a good look for Drake. So Bieber, the Biebers, just move on. Don't make it worse for yourself because you guys haven't had the best track record the last few years. And just do you. Focus on you two. Let them focus on them. Kudos to Benny Blanco. Like I say, I think he gives a lot of not the best looking men hope that there is someone out there for you. But also Benny Blanco, I think one of the top producers out there right now, because he's making hit after hit for so many stars.
Yeah, he absolutely is. I've seen actually a ton of clips on him lately. I don't know if it's me just, watching the videos longer, and then that's what's coming through on my FYP. But yeah, just seeing him develop a song from scratch where, hey, he's like, hey, this is like, what the first thing of like, for example, the song Payphone, and how that ended up going to Adam Levine and in Maroon 5. And obviously it was written by somebody else and then performed by somebody else, and that version sounded good too. But they're like, hey, yeah, this is what we started with, and then look what we mix it into. It's pretty fascinating seeing that, kind of come to life. But yeah, back to Selena and Justin, I completely agree with you. I don't think that, based off of the Drake situation, now's the time for any sort of rebuttal. I think it's lessons learned and kind of move on. And sometimes silence and in acknowledgement is kind of the best thing. If somebody's continuing to kind of, I don't know, talk about a previous situation, kill them with silence, kill them with kindness
Kindness.
too. I was kind of reading an article right now that, Hailey Bieber, I guess, had lost almost 1 million followers back in like 2023 because of
I
her mean
remember
girl
that. Yeah.
behavior towards Selena. So I think that maybe, like you said, maybe I don't want to call it a posse, but the fans are moving towards, back towards Selena's territory just because of, the past, and she found happiness in other places. So we'll keep an eye on it for banter gossip. It's an interesting topic and one that's kind of revitalized, especially with this new album. So props to Selena releasing a new album though. It's cool.
No, yeah. So far, I've heard a few tracks, pretty good. Not like I say, it's
Okay.
not my cup of tea, but
Sure.
hey, I like to listen to all music. So, like I say, I'd
Yeah.
play a sample if we wouldn't get in trouble for copyright. Is the thing. So, if you guys get a chance, go listen to it. I think it's so far, so it's a good one. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that'll do it for our banter takes, right, John? So yeah, moving right along. Obviously March Madness is well underway. Had a ton of fun. It's really supplied our time well in the sports world, in between sports starting up and ending. So, yeah, lots to cover for sure. First things first, talk our first upset. McNeese upsetting in round one. And then obviously their hype man, Amir Khan, is where we want to start with this because obviously it's getting a lot of attention. And shout out to Amir Khan. That dude's, he's a baller.
He is true, man. I've seen him talking, seen his videos. I was scrolling through like our little chat on TikTok, and you sent a video over like 4 weeks ago of like how we should hype up, one of our video entrances one day, just like Amir Khan did to McNeese before even this blow up. So, hey, kudos to you for seeing that, from McNeese. But yeah, that game overall, McNeese was dominating. Clemson came back so close. I sent you the text once that happened. Just and if you look at my socials, man, I had to do a little clip, a green screen clip with Dwight just saying no, because McNeese just that was the first ruin of my bracket,
Likewise.
but no, yeah, Amir Khan, I'm hearing he's going to transfer to
NC
the
State, right?
NC State just with this coach, so he's going to keep it going. And I think there's a little bit of that to our NIL discussion we're going to have a little bit later of, how that goes. But no, yeah, McNeese, Amir Khan, kudos to him also getting NIL deals, because that guy is probably making six figures out of being a equipment manager. So I think first equipment manager ever. So kudos to you for paving the way for future equipment managers.
Straight up, yeah, no, that Clemson loss is still hurting me to this round now. I had them going pretty far. I think I had them losing out now, but yeah, Purdue's obviously moved on and kind of taken their spot now. But yeah, shout out to Amir Khan. What a life to be a boombox guy. We talked about that before, how it'd be great boombox people, and if they want hype men, let us get out there, let us do our thing. But props to him because he's making a huge life and living out of this, and it's super cool. And I think it's a great way to, I guess, bring a lot more attention to a program that is I probably up and coming, right? I haven't heard too much about them before this tourney, so really cool. We'll see where they go after this season though with their coach getting promoted obviously to a larger school, and Amir Khan going with him. I think that's sick. Good for him.
That's good.
Yeah, he's got great outfits too. I think he was wearing what an all orange tracksuit laughing at his
Yeah, he was.
dude's living.
I like his video with just the bling, because the first time, like, I knew, I heard the name, I didn't have a face to it. Every time I think of Amir Khan, I like boxing, so I think of the boxer Amir Khan. He's a lot
Oh yeah.
skinnier, just a fighter. And I would always see the one video where he's like this with all the bling on his neck. And I'm like, who is this dude? And then I started looking closer. I was like, oh, this is Amir Khan. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Well, that dude's just got swag, and
Oh
it's
yeah.
fun.
He's badass. Wasn't there a guy in backyard baseball called Amir Khan
I
as
think
well?
so.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was a good
That's
hitter. I
fun.
remember backyard
Yeah.
baseball. Shout out Amir Khan.
Yeah.
But yeah, super cool. Too bad they're out now. That would have been a cool
Yeah.
little Cinderella to make it a little bit further. But yeah, overall, speaking of upsets in general, John, I feel like it's been, kind of an uneventful, first couple rounds so far. Was there any, I guess, outside of McNeese taking down Clemson, any other surprises for you?
Not big ones. Colorado State, they're pretty
Oh yeah.
even with Memphis. I think Colorado State was favored to win, so you can't really call that an upset, even though it's a 5-12 matchup. A lot of close ones. New Mexico too. I think New Mexico was up there. You can't really call that too much of an upset, because I think they were on par with Marquette. But Yale, I think, was a big one that a lot of people thought. I had them going a few more rounds. That broke my b busted my bracket. And then UC San Diego, that was a really good game against Michigan, first round. Lost by three, very close. But unfortunate that they couldn't have pulled it off. And then the one we talked about, or two of the games we talked about, we were on different sides. First one, VCU, BYU. You won that one.
BYU's killing it right
I
now.
knew BYU was good. I just felt VCU. I had something, a feeling, but my feeling was wrong, because I screwed that pickup.
VCU is usually really good though. They're like a dark horse a lot of times.
No, they're good. Like I said, they're one of the teams that are always upsetting, people. So, but BYU's playing amazing. Alabama's gonna have a hard time against BYU. I think they're gonna have a tough matchup. So that's gonna be a coin toss. And then the other game, we sort of were on different sides, St. Mary and Vanderbilt. I had Vandy, you had St. Mary's. That was a
Go
really close
Gales.
game. That was a very good game, though. Went down to the wire. I think Vandy was up. St. Mary's made that comeback, and we're able to pull it off. So great, great work from them. And then Maryland, I don't really want to talk too much about them, because game one, Grand Canyon, first half was a little hard, but they pulled it out, won decisively. The one against Colorado State, like
Oh man.
I was driving, because we were out, but listening to the game, it was nerve-wracking driving. Can't really drive anymore while I'm listening to March Madness. Not a good idea,
You're
especially
probably
on the
like, how the hell did
freeway.
we get here?
I like blacked out for a
Zoned
bit,
out.
like, oh dang.
You
But
pulled the Michael Scott on the way to Niagara Falls. Like, yeah, he wakes up.
But they Colorado State, great team, kudos to them. But I'm glad Maryland pulled it off. We got Florida next. That's I have Maryland winning it all, but I don't know if we could get this next round. The way we've looked, it's not looking too good, but hopefully we could pull something together. Derek Queen, hopefully he could come back. But overall, those were the upsets, and how uneventful, because there weren't many. We should have seen other ones. Lipscomb, that should have been like a upset. I think a lot of us were hoping for, those type of teams. High Point was another one. They were playing pretty well against Purdue. That would have been another upset. Wolford, kept it close with Tennessee for a while, before just losing it. So it seems like there were not as many upsets, and I've heard a lot. And like I said, well, we'll talk about it a little bit more, but a lot of people are blaming NIL money for not having too many upsets because all these great players that show up one year in the big dance, they end up getting transferred or they transfer to the big, the big schools, Michigan, Louisville, Creighton, Oregon, Baylor, because they got the money and they're getting paid. So, I'm curious to see how next year looks, if it looks the same with less up, with less upsets, because of it. But yeah, that's what I felt was uneventful for the first two rounds. Compared to previous years, I think previous years there were always a lot more great upsets. But I also feel NIL's it is affecting it a bit. What do you think, Tim, with these upsets, sir?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Like this year, my bracket's been doing okay. I think due in large part because, I kind of went heavy on the favorites. And, it kind of felt like just like one of those years where the Final Four is going to be like your number ones, Duke, Florida, kind of that sort of combo. Just because, like you said, all the money's there. I think Cooper Flagg is getting like upwards of close to like 7 mil this year, something crazy like that. He has his own shoe deal with New Balance, I believe. Like, it's the money's there. And obviously, kids and these young men are gonna flock to, these crazy NIL deals with the big colleges and, the colleges that can afford to pay them, what they deserve. So yeah, it's certainly changing some things until maybe they lock down some more rules on NIL. I'm sure we'll get into that a little bit more here in our next topic. But besides that, I had New Mexico going past the first round there. They played well against Marquette, lost out to Michigan State. I had Michigan State beating them. I did have Iowa State taking down Ole Miss. So number 6 seed Ole Miss going through. Auburn. I feel like Auburn hasn't looked. They won by 20 against Alabama State in the first round, but kind of a big lack of hustle. I feel like out of them, like that was a team. Honestly, it was seemed a lot closer than what it should have been altogether. They took down a great Creighton team though. That was a team that I wasn't really expecting to advance too far, but they have and they played really well. St. John's, Arkansas against St. John's, like. Arkansas's really Cal's got something good going there. His first season with Arkansas, and they're all the way through to Sweet 16 now, up against Texas Tech, which I honestly wouldn't be surprised if they can manage to get past them too. It's pretty cool to see. It's nice to see big name coaches get in there. Obviously, UConn back down, and Dan Hurley isn't continuing on. But that's another thing too, with Dan Hurley, getting a lot of smoke. After his L last round, obviously that was a close game with Florida, and yeah, I saw a clip of him coming in, to the tunnel after the game, yelling and jabbing back out at the court or in the direction of the court, basically saying like, oh yeah, if you would have helped us like they helped them, we would have won or something, and I think that he rubs a lot of people the wrong way. I kind of I respect the coach that he seems to be and what he's done with that UConn program. In general, I think he's good for the sport. I think having a guy like him who's like really outspoken, he comes from a big, huge basketball family. His dad is obviously an icon in I believe New York State or New Jersey for high school basketball. So, it's just in his blood, and that's just the competitor he is. Yeah, it seems like he could probably be a sore loser at times, but the dude just won two ships and was looking for a third, came close but couldn't get it. Obviously, emotions are high, but yeah, certainly I can see why people don't enjoy him too much. Do you see that, John?
I see it. I don't mind it, but I think it was the two chips that just got into his head, and that's what sort of elicited that reaction. Because I think if he wasn't winning championships the way he's been back to back, and I think he knew if he would have gotten past Florida, he had Maryland. Maryland, like I said, we haven't been playing well. Then it was Texas Tech and Arkansas. Those were winnable games, and then on the other side, Houston, still somewhat injured, not the best. Purdue, Kentucky, Tennessee. He saw his route to making it back to the championship by winning that game. So, a little bit of a sore loser, maybe. Are there always iffy calls every game? Of course, especially in March Madness, there's so many calls. I know there's a lot of reports that the refs are helping these big name schools get past, especially these close games. So, like I said, it's unfortunate. I like it for basketball. I think he's a great coach, taking UConn to back to backs and making it, this far as a number eight seed after having a tough year. He's a coach that I wouldn't be surprised if he makes it back to the big dance next year, if he could recruit and, if they, well, they'll have the NIL money to pay some of these players. So, yeah, that's my thoughts on him, but great coach. I like him for the game.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Another thing with Dan Hurley was a lot of people were like, oh, he could be coaching Luka and LeBron right now in
Yeah,
LA.
he could be.
But, he's not. Obviously, JJ's doing a phenomenal job there, and that was probably the right hire for the role. But, to UConn's credit, they made it pretty far in this journey, I think, a lot further than a lot of people expected. And they've had a ton of talent, go to the NBA over the last 2 years. So, it was. I don't think a huge surprise to anybody. So props them to make it as far as they did. We'll see what's going on here in the Sweet 16 and how these competitions keep going. Arizona barely pulled that out against Oregon also. I have Arizona, I believe. Nope, I don't.
They're against
I oh no, they're going
the
against Duke. Yeah, no, I have Duke
Duke.
winning it all. So psych. It's gonna be fun. It's heavily favored with these big programs and schools and heavy on the NIL. But at the same time, it's all the players we want to see because all these players are going to be lottery picks, or a lot of them, a decent amount of them are. So really excited about it. I believe we start up, what, 27th again with these games. So
Thursday,
a
so
couple more
yeah,
days.
it'll be exciting. It's like you got to request days off for March Madness because there's so much. I just have my phone on doing work, people coming into my office talking to me, very light noise. I'm still doing my work, getting everything done, but it's just hard. But with this next round, Tim, Sweet 16, Elite Eight, dark horses that after seeing the first two rounds, dark horses that you feel could make a nice run towards that championship.
Well, we talked about them, BYU at this point. That team has a ton of talent. They're playing lights out. Alabama, beat St. Mary's by 14. Game before that, Robert Morris only took them down by 9. I don't think people are as confident in Bama as maybe once since the tourney started. I think it's a very winnable game for BYU. They just took down Wisconsin, who is an incredible team. That was a really high scoring game as well. So Alabama, I believe, likes that up tempo game. So BYU, I'm sure will match them. I don't know what the over under is, but I'd maybe slam that over for this one. I think it's going to be a high scoring affair, but definitely BYU looks to be one. And then the other one, Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Arkansas, I don't know if it's momentum. They have a lot going for them. Texas Tech, again, I feel like that's a really beatable or winnable game for them. I feel like St. John's is probably the tougher matchup out of the two. So, we'll see. And yeah, those are the two. Everybody else, I pretty much have favorites going so far. What do you think, John?
Yeah, I think BYU is that one dark horse I see. Arkansas also. Michigan also, I think they could make a good run. They got a solid team. They got some great big guys there. So, and like you mentioned, Auburn hasn't looked the best so far in the tournament, playing well, winning decisively the way they should be. But this Michigan team has that momentum. So, they can make a run. And I think if they get past this round, they'll make it to the Final Four against Duke because I do have Duke going far. My bracket, I played the ESPN brackets we have on, ESPN. I played it with my heart. I have Maryland winning it. I hope I can see an upset. I don't consider them a dark horse though, just because they're the number four seed. They're one of the great teams this year. But I hope to see them. If not, I might be crying for a day or two out of disappointment, but I'm glad to see where they've been.
For sure. That might be game of the week potential right there, though, John. That's going to be a close game for sure.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. And
Maryland's
then
okay.
on, yeah. Yeah, and then we look at the women's side a little bit. Big news today. If you guys haven't seen it yet, but Juju Watkins injury. I don't think they said what the injury is yet. I'm looking it up, but yeah, first 5 minutes, right knee
Knee injury.
injury. The way she grabbed it doesn't look good, but hopefully it isn't bad. Like I say, I think we've talked about Juju Watkins, transcendent player in women's college basketball right now, one of the names everybody knows and wants to watch. So hoping it's not something serious that she could come back and play. And if not, just make a quick recovery, because she's one, won't be making a difference in college basketball and in the pros in the future. So prayers up to her and her injury. USC, I think they're one of the favorites to win it, so hopefully it doesn't hurt them too much.
For sure. Yeah. And they still dominated 196 to 59 up against Mississippi State today. So they're advancing. I think luckily, all things considered, they were playing at USC today. They have obviously the team doctors, Keck Medicine over there taking, I'm sure, great care of her. So, we'll see what the outcome is in regards to, what this injury is, but yeah, something definitely to pay attention to, as UConn's another one that's advancing on. And yeah, it's prayers to Juju Watkins. Obviously, she's a talent for women's basketball that was definitely one to kind of tune in for. So and then outside of that, it's been exciting. Paige Beckers has she had a great looking step back a three ball, I think, at the end of the first quarter for her game today. And yeah, she's going to be great for the WNBA. Is it Lauren Betts, I
Lauren
believe,
Betts,
right?
UCLA.
She put up a big numbers the other day. Yeah, just killing it. So
And I think they only had two losses to the season, and those two losses were to USC and Juju Watkins. So, hopefully, like I said, Juju gets better. And if they make it to the final, it'd be a good third round, this year of them playing each other. The other one I saw, Haley Van Lith taking TCU to the first Sweet 16, so she's a baller. So a lot of great news with women's college basketball. I think it's been watched a lot more, and it's because of the last few years with Caitlin Clark and some of those players, and also just a little bit of the rise of the WNBA. And but there is something with the WNBA that sort of, I don't know how to say it. Not really bothered, but sort of made me question their commitment to the game and growing, because there was this video on TikTok I saw where they were asking WNBA stars of who is going to win the national title for men and the women's side. And a lot of them were just saying, "I don't watch men's basketball. I don't know." They were just going with their hometown team. But for me, I was like, "Man, that's a little bit of disrespect." I don't know why. And like I say, it may be because I'm a male. It might be because I'm a man. But I feel like it's disrespectful, because a lot of these NBA players, they support WNBA so much. They go out to their games to watch them play. and know a lot of these players know their game, and hearing that these women aren't doing the same for the men when they're trying to build up their platform, supporting them. I'm just like, man, it's just not the best look at all. But like I said, that's just my thought. I think a lot of people are gonna hate my thoughts for thinking that, but it's just what I felt when I saw that video.
For sure. Yeah. I think especially with the WNBA probably heading towards what a new CBA and possible lockout, who knows, heading towards next season. Now more than ever, I think that you if you get the support from, the NBA and and their athletes as well, I think it's just important to discuss and kind of open the world to it, because again, they're still professional athletes in the WNBA, and their opinion on all things sports is probably valued a ton too, because obviously there's a ton of fans out there that maybe only pay attention to the WNBA, and if there's not much acknowledgement for the other side with the NBA, maybe those viewers or listeners aren't getting as much info on it either. It's all the same sport. I think it's important to embrace it and kind of expand the game. So yeah, overall, I think we had some dissatisfied commenters on the Angel Reese stuff recently. So I think that that there's definitely some thoughts out there with the WNBA and maybe how they can improve in the future. And it's good just to be outspoken about all things sports, and if you don't know, you don't know. I mean, about the men's side of things, but yeah, I think it was interesting for sure.
So, like I said, that's just a feeling I had. But overall, like I say, hopefully we've talked about it. We want to see WNBA succeed. We want to see all these sports succeed because we love sports. We love to watch it, men and women's side. But yeah, that's March Madness. Anything else with March Madness, Tim, that sort of caught your eye, men's, women's side?
Trying to think. Yeah, no, I think that was pretty much it. Obviously the games set going forward are going to be a ton of fun. Yeah, no, I think that was it for March Madness.
All right. And sort of related to March Madness, we talked about it with Amir Khan getting his NIL bag and NIL deals. There's big debate about the NIL and how it's ruining college, sports, not just basketball, but football, all these sports, because it's not making it as exciting. Because, I think especially in March Madness, you see it a lot. You see these players from, Yale, Lipscomb, High Point, McNeese that are, they're great ballers, they're great players. And, these Connecticut teams, they're going to lose some of their top players because they're going to go to the draft, Michigan, Auburn, Houston, So they need to make up some great players that they know could play at this collegiate level. And they got the money to overpay what McNeese, could pay some of these players. So do you feel as NIL could sort of affect the future of just sports in college?
Yeah, for sure. And I think we're definitely seeing that already. And we're seeing it with coaching as well. I feel like that's a huge part of why Nick Saban left and discontinued his coaching career. Mike Krzyzewski, I think that was probably a long time coming for his retirement, but who knows, maybe behind the scenes he saw what was going to occur. He left as well. So yeah, not only there, obviously, there's a lot they still need to work out with NIL, and then also the NCAA. I'm gonna sound harsh here, but they need to get off their ass and do something, and make some adjustments, because I just think that there's, I don't know, they just don't, they don't, it doesn't seem like they do much. They have probably just these random ass meetings and they confer and then just
They're
make no
just Tim,
changes,
they're just sitting there like counting their
like.
money. Okay, here's a million to you, another
Exactly.
million to you. That I think that's what the big, big wigs at the NCAA are doing. They're just counting their money.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Bubba counting the $100,000 bonus he got with North Carolina going in to the journey, but yeah, definitely they need to step up and insert governing what NIL is. And I think one that is really out there right now is the transfer portal. And there's it's a wild, wild west in the transfer portal. Everybody, go somewhere and then year after they're gone. It's crazy looking at, call it, like every so often I'll look through like a college player's statistics, and nowadays it's very normal to see a player play for three different universities in a 3-4 year span. It's crazy. Before, it's like, no, you see Duke, 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 all the way through or whatever. But now it's like, I mean, you lock somebody down for 2 years, it's like, wow, how much do you pay them to keep them? It's always, there's always a bigger, better offer somewhere else. But I think if they maybe limit the transfer portal and say, no, you have to stay there 2 years unless you have like a really valid reason to leave. But again, loopholes, people find a way to make excuses and rejoin that. So yeah, NCAA needs to govern this a lot better. Props to the players for getting paid though. I think that's an important one, and I think it was long overdue. Obviously, they're student athletes, and scholarship was obviously, an indirect form of payment, but just, you're there for the education for free. But just the amount of money that these players generate revenue-wise for these colleges, it's obscene. So I think them getting their fair share, I think is really important. So, in that form of everything, props to them.
No, yeah, for sure. Props to them, because like you mentioned, NCAA has been making millions, if not millions, billions for so many years. March Madness is one a year they make so much. The college football playoffs now more than just, it's not just a bowl game, it's three games, or three weekends that they play. So they're making so much money off of it. So the players getting paid, I have nothing against it, but I think it's sort of what Coach Gino Auriemma from UConn, women's side, sort of discussed it recently, that college is pretty much just becoming a professional sport. It's sort of another type of G League for these players because they're all getting paid to play now. These players are looking for their next bag, and they're not contract committed like in the NBA where like, oh, you sign for 4 years, $10 million a year. It's like, no, here's, 1 year, we're gonna give you $5 million. So it's like, all right, I got $5 million next year. All right, look at my stats. Look how far I took this team. Who's gonna give me the next bigger bag? And that's where they're gonna go. And it's crazy, the Maryland interview, Derek Queen, it's I hate to see it from my own team, but he was asked what the Maryland coach means to him. It was three players, and he straight up came out and just said, he paid us some money, so we got to listen to him. And that shows exactly he was being straight up honest. The coach didn't look too happy about that answer, but that's the straight truth. These coaches are paying these players, and recruiting is now just contract talks. It's not about committing them to the college, about the schools, about the education, about their campus. It's like, who's going to pay me more?
Yeah, to the hell with the facilities, what's the dollar amount? And I don't know, is that going to be setting up, these young athletes for failure in the future, where they're always just going for the higher dollar amount, and then, once they make it to pro sports, their loyalty will just be non-existent. That's another thing, creatures of habit too. If it's like, are we going to see, maybe a lot of these players going to teams that, can just pay one player and X amount of money and not be that competitive, but hey, you're getting paid a crap ton of money to come play with us. Maybe that's what sports is going to turn into. So I don't know. It's but get the money while you can, I suppose. That's important too. This profession, You can only play so long. Obviously, there's anomalies like LeBron and players playing into their late 30s. But, say some horrific injury happens, at least they secured this money and, they're not left with nothing. So that's important too. But yeah, we'll see. I just feel like altogether, because, like Gino Auriemma said, and you mentioned, it's kind of seen like a professional sport these days. I just see college sports in general now just being a minor league for the pros, no matter minor league baseball, minor league football, minor league basketball. To the hell with the G League, to be honest with you. It's like it's that's just like players getting reps and then getting ready to get called up. That's all it is. But this is like competitive reps. I feel like with college basketball, it gets you in an environment where you're gonna have sold out arenas and stadiums still. So, I think it's just a better simulation of what pro sports is going to be. And I think that's exactly right. I think Gino nailed it. It's pro sports at this point.
I know you talked about it, like, because it's going to be a hard fix, but any thoughts of like how what could fix this that you think could be beneficial, not just for the NCAA, not just for these small schools that are, especially during March Madness, that we want to see, make it far and still benefit the players? Any thoughts?
I think that there needs to be more. I like the direction of these schools going and getting former athletes or retired athletes or active athletes. Like Davidson one got Steph Curry to be assistant GM, and Andrew Luck with Stanford. Most recently, Cal Bears got God, I can't believe I'm forgetting his name right now. Pause 1 second. Hold on.
But I
Yeah,
saw
take
what
over while I look.
I saw one Mike Bibby going coaching, I think it's Sacramento State. Something like that. I think that was an I saw that today. So it seems like a lot of these schools are going to these players because they've done something in the pros.
This is exactly right. Yeah, and it's Ron Rivera. He's
Ron,
going to
okay.
be a
Oh,
GM, I
nice.
believe, of the Cal Bears. So, yeah, he played there in the early 80s. He's from NorCal. Props to him. So that's a big one. And I love this. And I think that's a great way to, kind of at least if they can't compete dollar amount wise, hey, but here's the experience and here's who you're going to be around day to day. If I'm a quarterback and I'm getting paid a little bit less, but I get to go learn from Andrew Luck and be around him, come on. It's Steph Curry. Get a little bit less, but go to Davidson and have the option to maybe be around him a bit more. Obviously, it's not too much right now because, he's obviously still playing, but, stuff like that I feel like should be valued and be important for a lot of these players and make a lot of money. I think that's one fix for a lot of these schools that maybe can't front the money quite as much. And then the other one was, obviously NCAA getting off their ass, doing something productive for once. And I mean, they're the ones who made it get to this point anyways. They didn't do anything to stop it. They haven't done anything to govern it. So here you are. You have the Wild Wild West, and that's what it is. So props to the players getting paid. But yeah, the only other thing is, put a cap on the transfer portal. I think that's really it right now. What do you think, John?
My thoughts were the big one was the caps on the transfer portal, just because it really does affect, some of these small schools that are doing really well, because making it, at least like I say, for March Madness, making it to the second round, it brings good income to that school. It brings good recognition. So there's a lot of positives I think that happen when there are these upsets, but with them transferring, I think it just hurts them more. So that's why, like a team like McNeese, I feel like they did so well this year. We want to see them continue doing well in future years, but because of the transfer portal, I don't think they're gonna come back that soon. Especially with the coach leaving. I think if the coach was staying, it would be a different story, but it's different. I think your thought too is a good one, because like I say, McNeese's coach is leaving, Amir Khan's following the coach. So it shows that it depends on who's there, that's who where they're gonna go. So having Ron Rivera at Cal, Andrew Luck at Stanford, having these big players that have been at the professional level to be able to coach some of these kids and sort of bring them in is going to help. You know, Colorado, Deion Sanders, him just being a head coach already made a big difference for Colorado. We've talked about them already. So I think that's the one thing. After that, I don't know what else they can do. You know, I think maybe limiting the transfer portal to like after your junior years, wherever you're at, you're stuck there, you know, sort of that cap. You know, you could transfer once, you know, between your freshman, sophomore years, redshirt year. But after once you're a junior, you're at where you're at, you know.
For sure. Yeah, totally agree. Yeah, and I'm sure agents are having a field day with this too, because then they get to, get their their fingers on the players before they turn pro, and have a chance to kind of further develop, what their players are going to do. But again, see, that's another factor too, is the legalities of things. And you have these agents being involved. Obviously, we'll take Cooper Flagg into account with this. And say the agent's like, "No, Coop, you're not going to play. We're going to hold you out because of your ankle injury. You're going to be number one pick. I need you to be healthy for the NBA draft." And then it's his 1 year in college, and he's like, "Man, I really wanted to play." And then Duke fans and everybody's kind of disappointed by that, but obviously he's playing and doing well. So yeah, but that's another factor too. And it's a question to be raised. There's going to be a time where, it's like somebody butts in and plays defense like Jaden Daniels' mom when he's sitting next to Juju Watkins, So that's going to be another one.
No, we'll see where it goes. Like I say, we enjoy this month for basketball. And we enjoy college sports just like professional sports. So we'll see where this NIL goes. Like we've said, kudos to the players getting paid. They've always deserved it. That's why NCAA and video games stopped because they weren't getting paid and they weren't allowing it. So now that they're getting paid, you know, we got the game back. So we're all excited about
Oh
that as
yeah.
well.
Yeah,
Like
it's the
I
best.
said,
College basketball needs to be next.
that was a fun one too. So, but yeah, that's NIL, just a little discussion. 'Cause like I say, I think it's a big topic with seeing how uneventful, you know, the first two rounds of the men's, you know, bracket was. And now going sort of away from sports a bit, and talking about space, a little bit of AI, but the recent Starliner astronauts that were stuck in space. So, few bullet points about it. So they were part of the Boeing Starliner spacecraft that was going up for about a week up in space. It was Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams. So it was supposed to be a week-long mission, but it turned into 9 months. And it's because NASA, I guess when they took off, it wasn't the best takeoff. It, you know, it was a few questions, and when they docked, NASA decided it was too risky to return them back on the same vehicle, so they manually brought back the Boeing Starliner, and they stayed up there for some time. You know, they had another group go up, but what they decided to do was the next Space 10, I think it was, instead of sending four people up, they sent two, and they were going to continue with their mission that they were scheduled to do for about 6, 7 months. So that's why they've been there in space for 9 months, you know, and there's a lot of talk about it. Some of the interesting facts that I saw, Tim, and heard and read, just how crazy it is being in space for that long affects your body. You
Oh, yeah.
know, they said that their muscle mass and bone, they have a lot of muscle mass and bone loss because of that, you know, gravity that they were in. You know, another concern was the space radiation, you know, because of the space stations that they're in, you know. So it's so insane, and seeing some of the pictures of how those two look coming back, they just look tore up. I'm just like, man, that's insane.
You're right. Yeah. No, it looked like they aged a lot. You know, it's a, and I hate to say that, but you know, maybe a lot of that was due in part to food rationing. You know, I don't know. Obviously there is a supply there that could last them upwards of, what was it, 6 to 9 months. And you know, it's yeah, I also heard that you can grow in space. I think that just the less gravity, it allows for your bones and things to at least expand. Obviously the density of your bones and the muscle loss is a real thing, and that's why obviously they're in wheelchairs instantly as they get out, because you know that feeling of gravity. They interviewed a former astronaut who went up and then came back, and he's just like, he was basically explaining, you know, the force. It feels like you're literally sinking into the seat you're in with the pull of gravity once you get back. So, you know, obviously those are all huge factors to think about. I'm sure it was creepy as hell, you know, for them to be up there for that long too. You know, you see, obviously, you know, my mind goes to like aliens and, you know, unknown objects like coming past when you're supposed to be somewhere where ain't shit going on. You know, it's literally space and nobody's really there. So, you know, the abyss is scary. I think that just that whole feeling would freak me the hell out. Yeah. So, you know, props to them. Great that they made it back safely. Hopefully the recovery is good. But I heard it takes probably about a year to finally start getting back up to normal muscle density and everything. So, crazy, 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 crazy.
Yeah, no, for sure crazy. And I think for them it might take even longer because of just how unexpected it was for them. Some of the things I've also seen, and like I say, we're big conspiracy theorists people. You know, we have a few characters, you know, my tin hats, you know, in the closet waiting for some of these next ones. But people are saying it's fake. You know, there's videos of people looking at the shuttle landing in the ocean, and they're all saying it's AI generated. They look at the clouds, they look at the ocean, they look at, like, you know, some of the reflections. What do you think, Tim? Just from a few, you know, I don't know how many of the videos you've seen. Do you feel like it could, there's that slight chance that it is AI generated?
I do. I honestly do. And I hate to say that. And I don't know if maybe it was like a less magical landing for whatever reason, or theatrical, that they had to make like AI edits on top of it. But just the water looked a little unnatural, unless this is some new type of camera. The dolphins, you see the dolphins? Those were placed perfectly, just like welcoming them back to Earth as well. Pet dolphins over there.
It's a Disney movie right there. That to me was a Disney movie, man. It's like, what, dolphin showing up?
yeah, they're gonna start clapping too or something. You know, it's you know, and then people were talking about the parachutes and how the parachutes flapping in the wind seemed a little odd. But my big thing was just the waves. It just it looked unnatural. It looked a little odd and different, and just the way that the shuttle hit the water. Not much foam in the water. It just looked like it was like the most pillowy landing of all time. There's like not even like, it's just wavy water too. There's no ripples or anything out there. I don't know. It looked a little too serene in my opinion. You know, the cloud placement looked phenomenal. This looked like a damn paradise.
It did.
So, you know, I don't want to take away from the landing itself, because maybe that, you know, is absolutely legit. It would be pretty wild for them to, you know, make this whole thing up and make it political, or you know, go to the nth degree with this. But you know, I just don't see the need if they did add AI to it. You know, it just looked odd. What do you think, John?
I've seen a few videos and I'm like, I hate to say it, but I think it might be AI. You know, I think someone said, you know, coming from the atmosphere that high, once it touches the water, there should be some, like, smoke clouds because of how hot, you know, that shuttle piece is and touching that water. Like, you didn't see any of that, you know, the waves. For me, the dolphins, like, I don't think dolphins would be coming in the middle of the ocean to say what's up to something that just fell and plopped right in the middle of the ocean. You know, I'm like, that just doesn't look real. And then I read that they said once it landed in the ocean, it would take about 30 minutes for them to arrive to it. But from the videos, they arrived within 5, 10 minutes. They arrived
Looked like they
really
were
quickly.
there.
Yeah, like
Like they
they
could
knew where it
have
was. Like, yeah.
caught
So it's like, why say 30 minutes when you knew where it was going to be? There's just a lot of holes in the story in the videos. And, I think you sort of mentioned, like, why would they want to fake this? Like, what is it? Is it a political move? Is it an Elon Musk move to try to get more people in space to,
him.
develop the space program? I hear, I think it was Elon Musk is going to sort of be working with these two astronauts to sort of promote space, in the future once they're ready. But it's like, what would AI really have doing AI on this? What are they trying to get out of it? Is sort of my question, and it's what I'm wondering.
For sure. Yeah, no, and the only other thing, this was a SpaceX shuttle, right? That brought them back
That
down.
brought them back, yeah.
So, the only other thing is maybe the accuracy and the timing was we've seen what a lot of SpaceX aircraft can do these days and the re-landing of their rockets, which is pretty fascinating to watch. That's the only thing I can bid on, but again, the video itself, unless that's like some type of like magical new camera, it just looked like you said, and I mentioned, it just looked a little too unnatural. It just looked odd. And then the dolphins, I mean, God bless. What a warm welcome back. But again, yeah, the big question is why would they do all this? And again, I'm sure there's a bigger picture to it all. Obviously, the timing of this mission coincides with presidencies and things. We won't dive too deep into that, but there's a lot to be seen on it. But again, I did see another video too, John. I don't know if you saw this on TikTok. I forget if I should have shared it with you if I didn't. But this guy ran an AI program that he put the video feed from direct from NASA's landing or the SpaceX landing, and then put it into a program that reads AI and is like it tells you a percentage of that video being doctored by AI. And I think it came out with a very high percentage
Oh,
saying
dang.
this has AI in it. So again, you're asking AI to read AI. Maybe it knows itself really well, and that's how it could be more accurate. But that was interesting too.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I don't know. Mystery.
We'll see, because like I say, then it makes me question, were they really in space? Were they just kept in a dungeon and a space capsule somewhere, and like, we're gonna put you in anti-gravity in our here in Houston, for 9 months. Like, are you really torturing people like that? Like, what is it? Because like I say, I want to believe the moon landing. There's a lot of stuff showing that the moon landing isn't real. They made a movie. Channing Tatum came up with a movie with Scarlett Johansson that it was staged. Like, it makes you think, like, how much of it was staged, and like, were they really up in space? And what is the purpose of making this fake? And it's a question I think we'll all always have, and we'll never have an answer to.
Absolutely not. No, this is it. It's like the dark secrets of the world. If this was hidden, it's something to never be released again. And the moon landing, one thing I always think about is like, why haven't we been back? Our technology is way better than it was, what, 50, 60 years ago. We've never been back. And that I think that's an interesting aspect to it all. Maybe there's just not a whole lot more for us to see there, and why waste the money for it, even though we're shooting rockets and satellites into the space all day, every day. So what does it matter at that point? But that'd be pretty wild if they did all that. And then obviously that comes to mind with the moon landing, if this is all proven fake or doctored or something like that. And then I just think about the Truman Show. Is this all a big Truman Show we all live in right now? Big glass bubble,
I know. It's crazy. I was sort of thinking, I'm like, I need to watch Apollo 13, 11, the movie with Tom Hanks.
Apollo 11, I believe.
Apollo
Yeah.
11, right? Yeah. And sort
Cool
of
film.
see, like, when they landed, sort of see how Hollywood did it, and see how similar it is, and how different it was. 'Cause like I say, Maybe the Apollo 11, them landing back in the ocean was probably more realistic than this one that we just saw from Space Nine.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Less doctored.
Yeah. Who knows? But yeah, it was just something interesting because, like I say, I think I wanted to touch on it because we talk about space, we talk about AI, and this had a little bit of all that conspiracy stuff that
Yeah.
we enjoy talking. I can imagine you probably talked to Rob a little bit about this. I remember that one video you sent about, I didn't finish watching it, but the Howie Mandel one.
Yeah, how they saw some lights in the sky on his jet, and it's he, once we had Rob on with our alien topic, and it just that's when the New Jersey drone thing was really huge, and I just feel like there was a lot to follow it. So I don't know, we're hitting stride with a lot of these topics, Sean, and AI is coinciding with what happened this past week
Space.
with the space landing. So let's see what's next and what we've got in store. But we'll follow up if there's more on this topic too, because it's an interesting one. And obviously AI is going crazy these days, and drones, aliens.
Oh,
It's
yeah, for
fascinating to
sure.
talk about because there is so much unknown. And then maybe a little precursor for next week too, if we want to get real sci-fi here, John, is there's a lot of stuff surrounding the pyramids right now that we could talk about too.
I
So
saw
we can tease
that. Yeah, I've
that.
seen that. I feel like it's been debunked, but it's still so interesting to just read into it and he look about it because it looked all real,
It
all
did.
these stories.
Yeah, and like
So,
how the hell they do it.
yeah.
But I got a theory on that one.
Yeah, okay, yeah, because I'm still wondering how did people back, when they were building the pyramids, how did they build something so elaborate with no cranes, just human power, stone wheels, and bricks that are the size of a house, probably, it is insane to think about. I truly think aliens built it. That's my theory. They're probably listening to me right now, so if you see some lights, you know where I'm headed.
Yeah, right. You see like
You
a
know
edited
where
tractor
I'm
beam just
headed.
it takes you away. Imagine.
But yeah, I think that could be one of our topics to next week because yeah, I've seen a lot of videos about the pyramids, and it's so fascinating.
Yeah, no, it really is. Yeah, in just where I guess people and civilizations have gone, there's a pretty crazy theory. We'll definitely talk about this next week because I want to tease it. I think it could be like a really long segment for us. But there is a crazy theory out there that I'm beginning to believe also, who might have assisted in a lot of old ancient tech. So, definitely a good tease. We'll keep people entertained until one week.
Yeah,
We'll
no,
talk
for
about
sure.
this.
Yeah. But yeah, that's space. And then I think one of the other topics, we got a little bit of time still. We haven't been on too long. It is a fascinating topic. We like talking about Las Vegas because we've been to Vegas. We enjoy that place. We know it's dying down a bit, but I think this could make a big comeback for Vegas. And it's Taco Bell and Taco Bell creating weddings in Las Vegas. So they have one of the biggest Taco Bells 24/7, and now they have a wedding chapel. Only in Vegas is what I'll say first. Only in Vegas.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is exactly where you'd think this would go on. I'm looking at it right now, John. They have a full website for this. TacoBellWedding.com, and you can book it now. Let's go. Yep, $777. Things to know before you book. Weddings must be booked at least four. Oh, good. Give 4 hours notice before you get married, right, everybody? Four
That's good.
hours. Yeah.
Yeah. Just take two
Yeah.
shots, say yes, let's go talk to Taco Bell. We're good.
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%. They do not provide marriage licenses. So you will need to get one before the ceremony. So just so everybody knows, you must provide at least one guest as a witness. Okay. And then you can have up to 25 guests. Any food outside of the Taco Bell 12 pack in Cinnamon Delights cake, and any alcohol will need to be purchased separately. So, obviously there's some food deals going on with this, John. You can get some Cinnabon and tacos
That's
to go
a
along with your wedding. You will have 30 minutes of access to the chapel for your ceremony
Dang.
and reception. That's pretty short. You're paying $777. Is that like a fastest eating contest after you get married for like the box of tacos?
it could be, and if you think about Taco Bell, like, man, eating that fast, you're gonna be struggling after. It's not gonna be easy.
No,
So
yeah, it
you
is.
know
Yeah, get out of that white dress pretty quickly.
yeah, you need to get out of it pretty quickly, because it's not gonna last. It might not be white for too long,
Exactly.
so.
Another pro tip here, John. Please arrive ready to go. We do not have facilities for changing or doing hair and makeup. So
Okay.
get in, get out, it seems like is
Yeah.
what they want you to do with this reception. And ceremony. So, this is fantastic.
That's
You
and
know?
when you mentioned right now, Tim, you said they only got 30 minutes, correct? For
That's correct. 30 minutes.
$777. You could do the best little wedding chapel. So I looked it up right now because I was just curious. They have a package, Burning Love at Archway Chapel, $349 for 30 minutes. So these weddings do go quick because they
Okay.
have 30 minutes, you know.
Sure.
So they probably
And
don't
for a
provide
wedding.
food. Yeah. They don't
Yeah.
provide food. You got Elvis, though.
Hey.
You
There
might
you
not
go.
have stomach problems for a few days.
Yeah. Hey. Here, I'll try to put a photo up here of Nicole and Nicholas. Look at that, giving each other tacos as as part of the ceremony. Fantastic.
Oh, that's hilarious.
They really, really just a bite of love right there. How
That's
sweet. They Allie and Chris became
yeah.
friends in college, got married
I
there.
looked it up today when we had this possible topic that we were going to discuss, and I was like, is anybody really using this wedding chapel? And when I looked it up on TikTok, there's a lot of people that do it. They're all drinking their little Mountain Dew
Baja Blast.
Baja Blast.
See,
I'm like,
that's
oh, that is
wild.
amazing. I'm like, of
Yeah.
course. I enjoy Taco Bell. I am a fan of it. I don't know if I'd do that though. That's
Yeah.
just a little too much for me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Is there a dress code? Here's an, just reading through the FAQs is entertaining enough. Is there a dress code? Regular restaurant rules apply. No shirt, no shoes, no marriage. Yeah, no. Be
That's
prepared, all right?
yeah.
What happens if I'm late? Please don't be late. If an emergency comes up, get in touch with Flora Pop immediately. Weddings are non-refundable if the couple
Oh,
is a
dang.
no-show. So be committed
Yeah.
within those 4 hours, please.
Yeah.
All
Yeah,
right.
it's a good $800 right
Yeah.
there. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you're missing out. It doesn't say anything about the tacos though. Yeah, I don't know if you
I
pay
was about to
it.
say.
Can you still
Yeah.
go pick up the tacos as a
Yeah.
consolation?
Maybe.
Not too sure.
That's some expensive tacos, because that's the $800 tacos.
It is. Yeah, maybe sprinkled with some gold flakes, who knows? But question for you, John.
Yeah.
You pay $777. Say you don't show up. It's like, yeah, I knew this person for a day. That she's not the one, he's not the one. But hey, I've already paid for this Taco Bell wedding. You're gonna go pick up those tacos. Would you go in the restaurant, or are you hitting up the drive-thru just to get those wedding
Um, I
tacos?
don't know if they have a drive-through there,
Oh, that's a good
so
question.
if they had one, maybe I'd probably go through the drive-through, just because it might be a little sad walking out with however many tacos they provide, the cake, the Baja Blast, all that stuff. But I would go get my money's worth, because hey, you gotta eat when you're in Vegas, and after A lot of alcohol, a lot of gambling. If you're, especially if you're losing, especially in March Madness, you're losing, those tacos are going to be delicious.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Here's a really important one too, John.
Okay.
This is about, do I get to keep my wedding swag? You will need to return the sauce packet bouquet. That's wild right there. You get to keep the rest of your wedding swag, including the sauce pa packet garter, bow tie, just married t-shirts, and champagne flutes. So on top of that, you're getting a little bit of swag, but you ain't keeping that sauce packet bouquet, because that's a
I'm
big deal.
looking at the bouquets. Those are
Yeah.
cr that's crazy. It's made out of sauce packets and it looks like flowers.
Oh, that is awesome.
That
That is awesome. Oh man.
is amazing.
Yeah, people taking pictures with the sauce packets. This is something. You know,
Yeah.
maybe are we I just wonder if we're going to see more of this, you know, like a Buffalo Wild Wings wedding, or you know,
McDonald's.
the McDonald's should step up, Burger King, you know, I get your Burger Queen. It's, you know, that could be adorable. Yeah, you know, it could happen. Jack in the Box, you just
Yeah.
wear,
The
put,
Jacks,
yeah, get the Jack hat,
the
you know,
list. Yeah. You know, Chick-fil-A, just have some cows right there.
yeah, just don't do it on a Sunday, you
Yeah.
know, it's yeah,
Yeah.
not available
Just
Monday through
forbidden.
Saturday. Yeah, right. But this is great, and yeah, no surprises in Vegas. But hey, it's something else, and you know, just even being, imagine just volunteering as a witness one day and just being like, yeah, I went and saw a Taco Bell wedding today, you know.
I'm like, if there's anybody that wants is going to Vegas to do this and you need a witness, hit us up. We're
Yeah.
willing to go out to be your witness because we want to see what this is all about. You know.
Absolutely. I would love to do that. I think that'd be
Yeah.
phenomenal. Yeah,
Yeah.
you know, you know, we could you know, just throw some sauce packets into the aisle and stuff, and you know, we'll do some quiet commentating.
Cinnamon just for the cinnamon twist.
That would be
Nacho
so
cheese.
great.
As a nacho
Yeah.
that's what Taco Bell needs to do, a nacho cheese fountain with the chips.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
Perfect.
And then instead of churros, it's those cinnamon twists, you know,
Yeah.
and they're just have them hot and ready to go. Just keep
Yep.
flipping them out of the fryer. Oh man,
Yeah.
now we're talking. Yeah, honestly, I want some Taco Bell now. It sounds good.
Yeah, but no, Vegas getting creative. I think they heard our
Oh
segment
yeah.
that Vegas is dying, and they're like, "What are we gonna do?" Banter on the Rocks is saying we're dying. We gotta pick it up, and they knew we were fans of Taco Bell, and they delivered. So Taco Bell
Absolutely.
could be a little run for them. I think there still needs to be a lot done, but it's a good start, Vegas. Taco Bell weddings. I'm excited to see more.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, likewise. The swag sounds great. The sauce bouquet. They're answering the calls of entertainment. So, very good. Just remember, book 4 hours prior at least, huh?
Yeah, 4 hours prior. Yeah, so you know, have a few shots if you guys really want to take the lunch, go for it. Just don't miss it, you know. And if you do, just be ready for some expensive
Yep.
tacos.
Yeah. Imagine like just crying and eating the tacos instead, and
That's what it
like
would be. Yeah,
$800.
it's
Oh
crazy.
man, that's wild. But hey, props to Taco Bell. You guys are doing something different.
I like it. Like I said, Taco Bell, you guys are innovative, doing something different. Some of the there you'll see all of these other companies stepping it up, I think. All these other fast
Yeah.
food chains, because they don't want to be left behind.
No. Yeah, KFC,
Yeah.
they could do something with
Yeah.
chicken bucket, you know, just,
Colonel
you
Sanders.
know, yeah, feeding each other just, you know, chicken leg, something like that. Yeah, we saw the tacos, you know.
Yep.
But you know, hey, low key on those tacos, that could get messy, you know, the bite. You know, that's if I ever try eating one in my car,
Oh
you
yeah,
know, that's
it's everywhere.
everywhere.
Yeah,
Yeah, no,
that it's just that cheese right there. For some reason, that cheese just like you bite it, just like blows up, and you're like, okay, where'd it go?
Yeah, and then you're seeing it for the next 24 hours. You're like, oh, there's another fucking piece. Yeah.
Yes, you
You
are.
know. So
Yes, you are.
yeah, good stuff. You know, I love to see it. Fun. Gotta go to Vegas now.
But
Change my
yeah,
mind.
anybody need witnesses, let us know. We're willing to travel to be a witness at Taco Bell.
Yeah, just if we could each get a plus one for the wifeys, and yeah, get going. That'd be great.
No, for sure. But yeah, but that's our show today. Thank you to everybody who joined us today. As always, if you haven't subscribed to YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. To those that have subscribed, like I said, we passed that 500 mark, so that's half a K. We're excited. It's
Oh,
we're
yeah.
continuing to grow. We're just not going to stop doing this. We're excited. We're our vision for Banter on the Rocks in the future. We have so much in store. So seeing our growth so far, almost like within a year, we're excited to continue bringing so much content to you guys. We hope you're enjoying it, and I think the big thing I was thinking, Tim, when I saw us over 500 is what I've enjoyed is the engagement, and I think that's what we always plan with us with this show, Banter on the Rocks, is we're here to engage you guys, good and bad, having that conversation, that banter. We call it friendly banter. I know you guys probably hate a lot of our takes. There's some people right now that we're hoping our take sticks true because he might have to eat his shoes if he does, if our take comes true.
I can't wait for that one. Yeah.
He said he'll eat a shoe if,
Yeah.
our take comes to fruition. So just having those friendly banter conversations, hearing your guys' sides, because you guys do make a lot of good points. There's a lot of great, information you guys are providing. And for us, it's also every now and then we'll bring up other topics like Armando, who has a little bit more knowledge of AI, and make it somewhat not I'm not I don't want to say educational because we're not here to be teachers, but just learning more and just opening our eyes and opening your guys' eyes if you guys are interested in those topics is what our goal is. So if there's ever anything you guys want to hear about, talk about, we're willing to look into it more, have our conversation, have our thoughts, and banter with you guys.
Absolutely. I can very well said, John. Just with all of our new listeners and everybody who's joined the Banter on the Rocks club here, and we're thrilled to have you. We really appreciate all the time and viewership that you guys give us and engagement also. It's a range of things too. We talk sports, obviously, is a big one, but we're getting we had a Star Wars topic that hit off pretty good, and we're getting movie script ideas as well of what Star Wars should do for the next film. So we love to see it because we can geek out on Star Wars and we can, talk about the NFL draft. Like, that's exactly what it's all about. So like any of our new listeners, if there's new topics or anything you guys would like us to research on and talk about, we'd love to expand and talk about that too. So, we're always coming up with new ways. And again, we've always emphasized that if you guys want to come on and be a guest, please do. It can be arranged. Like, say you're a musician and you want to come share some of your music or discuss what got you into music. I think that would be fascinating as well. So, you name it. And it's just like John said, it's friendly banter. It's fun. We have wild takes, but that's what this is all about. And a lot of those takes, where the one where he's going to eat his shoes, which I hope he does as a Niner fan, is Christian McCaffrey, playing 12 games. So there's some time for that to happen. So the buildup's going to be great, and we'll see if he'll do it, but he or she. But we love it. It's fun, and it's been a great time.
But yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you, everybody, subscribing, listening, following us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts. As always, leave your comments. We enjoy those thoughts of yours, those takes, and as always, we'll probably mention some of them in future episodes, discuss it also. It brings us back to the topics to further discuss whatever we were discussing in our comments with you. So we appreciate everything, all the support. I think for us too, kudos, thank you to our significant others for letting us do this, with our
That's
family
it.
life. We appreciate you guys, you ladies, letting us do this, trying to reach our goals, and we hope we could succeed, down the line. That's our
It'll
goal.
pay off. It'll pay
It'll
off. They know it. That's why they're so supportive. But we appreciate it.
But thank you, everybody. Have a great week. Enjoy March Madness, Sweet 16, Elite Eight this coming weekend, and we'll talk more about that and so much more next week. So catch you guys on the flip side.
Peace.
Peace.